With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Demonstrations today in Israel and a call for the Prime Minister to step down.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he is doing everything he can to bring hostages home in a nationally televised speech. Netanyahu spoke while thousands of protesters rallied in Jerusalem in show of frustration with his government and the war in Gaza, urging him to resign. But he said calling new elections in what he described as a moment before victory would paralyze Israel for 6 to 8 months and the ongoing hostage talks. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Crews continue the process of removing the steel from that bridge in Baltimore. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the bridge collapse is disrupting the entire nation.
This is not just impacting Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Ohio. It's impacting the restaurant in Louisiana and in Tennessee. This is impacting the entire country.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Moore says investigators want to know what went wrong. Also at srnnews.com, millions of people in North America waiting for the solar eclipse on April 8th.
This eclipse is going to be passing over major cities, right? Dallas, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Buffalo, New York, and many others in between. So lots more people in the path this time. So potentially, scientists are saying this should be the biggest eclipse crowd for totality ever in North America, given the major cities it's passing over.
That is correspondent Marcia Dunn reporting. Major auto recall. Kia says 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs may have a defect that can cause the cars to roll away. This is SRN News. A bill that would put abortion to a vote of the people of Louisiana has failed in the legislature. The measure, which would have enshrined abortion to the Constitution, was defeated in committee. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that any way you look at it around America today, church attendance is on the way down.
According to the latest Gallup poll, only 30% of Protestant Christians go to worship every week. 14% say they go almost every week, and another 13% are in the pews about once a month. The Gallup survey also reveals that 16% of self-identified Christians say they never go to church. In fact, worship is in decline across all religious faiths in the U.S., with no group seeing an increase since the year 2000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And this is SRN News. It has been 1 year now since a Wall Street Journal reporter was detained in Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Biden noted the one-year anniversary of Evan Gershkovich's detention, saying in a written statement that he's working every day to secure his release. The president said journalism is not a crime, and Evan went to Russia to do his job as a reporter. Russia alleges Gershkovich was acting on U.S. orders to collect state secrets, which he, the Journal, and the U.S. government deny. The administration is also working to win the release of American Paul Whelan, who was arrested in 2018 in Russia. Greg Clibston, Washington.
Cleanup operations underway now following a train derailment in central Oklahoma. Officials say 22 cars, all of them loaded with gravel, left the tracks. Officials say there have been no reports of any injuries. More details at srnnews.com.